Greetings. The seeds of civility can be planted in an organization by encouraging every employee to give their coworkers greetings befitting the professional nature of the work environment. What rules of greeting etiquette are worth remembering? Consider the following. Formal greetings. Always give a formal acknowledgement of another person's presence, regardless of that person's rank. Starting an interaction with greetings is a way of establishing rapport with new acquaintances and maintaining rapport with old ones. A good morning, afternoon, evening is an excellent way to both initiate and maintain a positive relationship with a coworker, client, or business partner. In the same vein, greetings are best followed by expression of sincere interest in the person that you saw or met. For example, you can reply to an exchange of good morning with, "How do you do?" or "How are you doing today?" When used as a greeting, questions like, "How do you do?" are not meant to be answered in great detail. You can consider them as a polite way people can get abreast of what is going on with people's lives. An appropriate reply can be as short as, "I'm doing very well. My son graduated from high school yesterday and the family's very thrilled. How about you? How are things at your end?" You and your coworker can always schedule a longer chat at a more appropriate time. Informal greetings. Informal greetings can also be a great way of developing civility in a workplace. If familiarity is already established among coworkers or when expressly invited to, informal greetings can set up positive working relationships in an organization. The use of hi and hello can put coworkers more at ease with each other and set the foundation for social awareness. Nonverbal greetings such as smiles, taps on the back, a handshake, a high five are also ways to develop civility within the workplace. Note, though, that it is not recommended to assume any familiarity unless expressly invited to. Other etiquette rules worth considering when it comes to greeting. Greeting etiquette can be a seminar workshop on its own. The topic can't be comprehensively covered in one module. It helps, however, to remember a few simple rules when sending and receiving greetings. Give greetings the attention that they deserve. Saying good morning to an entering staff meeting while you remain busily sorting folders on your desk can actually come across as uncivil instead of civil behavior. Instead, pause whatever it is you're doing, even for a few seconds, to offer your pleasantries. Establish eye contact, stand up when greeting a superior or a client, even step from behind your desk to offer a handshake if necessary. Make the other person feel that you're greeting them because you want to, not because you have to. Remember that greetings are not limited to face-to-face conversations. Even when sending and receiving written correspondence, including electronic communication such as email or an instant message, it is recommended that you begin and end your letter with a greeting. Dear, with the name, is traditionally greeting for written and electronic correspondence. The word dear is acceptable for both formal and informal communication. Greetings, hope all is well at your end, are also acceptable salutations. Letter closings can include greetings like best regards, in appreciation of your message, and cheers. In business settings, rank and professionalism matter. Make sure that you're always sensitive to the power dynamics in an organization when offering greetings. For example, avoid addressing your boss using his or her first name or nickname unless given permission to. The questions of who should initiate a greeting and when to offer a greeting are often debated, but a good rule of thumb is to always initiate a greeting as soon as you see another person, regardless of rank. After all, you can't go wrong with courtesy. The exception is when the other person is otherwise engaged and will likely construe your greeting as an interruption instead of a pleasantry. Greetings must also be appropriate to the context. You can't offer a cheery greeting when the mood is grim or solemn, such as during the aftermath of a workplace accident.